Thank you for the pause.
You did have a win for change. We're very happy to have Scott back. We're even happy that Gene's here. Norma was a little bit tickled last night. Gene said something, and let's see if you pick it up. We have a new gym in our town here. So anytime you've taken up possession, and this is our town, it pleases the rest that one feel at home enough to consider themselves a part of us and the town. You've got enemies in the town, but they're personal. Once again, it is a personal thing. And as long as you stay as diversified as you are, they can't get at all of you. Who are they going to get? They began to look kind of stupid when the investigators get into it and find, oops, you know, that is a Nevada corporation. Who did you want us to go get? Well, we want you to get the Eckers. How are we going to do that? They're not on to or into anything you're talking about. Protect yourselves. Protect yourselves with the tools and the management you've got capable of protecting you. Doesn't mean that at some point you can't have a church. In fact, I know ones who plan to have a very beautiful, wonderful religious retreat. But you don't have to have a clairprophet groupie out there that they can classify as a cult. So it gets to the hard facts of making it. It's over. Watch what they're doing in Russia. You belong to Russia. I'm sorry. The Bolsheviks have got you. How are you going to fight them? If you have any sense, you won't. If you listen to the teachings, you won't. But you will endure. And they won't. We wrote some this morning. I'd like you, Jay, to read a part of it. I'd like for him to read, or maybe if Rick or Mike could pick out the more important paragraphs out of that, because there is your lesson. And you're not going to get this over here out of your press.
I'll start. Friday, folks. It's not Friday, it's Saturday. This is from Saturday, October the 30th, 1993. In whatever radiance can be seen in the midst of a Halloween celebration of evil, portend, and prophecy, I give you caution to you as the celebration anniversaries come more and more often, because more and more celebration days are set awash upon you. I think, however, that in many ways I honor the celebration of All Satan's days more than that which has become of your Christmas celebration. Christ has been effectively removed from your Christ Mass. Trinkets, bills, depression, and tinsel replace the humble thoughts of celebration of life birthings. At least at the satanic days, there is honesty in the corruption of things, wondrous and beautiful. Each year, as with the Holocaust, the myths and tales get more and more outrageous. Did these things happen? Yes, but they were disdained in older times. except at times of great civilization collapses, and certainly not told in such a way as to take two-thirds of news bulletins. The theme this very day is of, quote, "And they used to dig up bodies and mutilate them in an effort to destroy spirits." Is that what you really want your children to learn? The horror and terror is incredible to the small mind just starting to unfurl its wings and fly into a great and frightening world. It is the time of banning some bad costumes from the schools, etc., because they're too evil. But look what happens in the media. The more horrible ones are shown as example. Where is the most deadly influence? Also, little Jimmy in a vampire costume is not nearly so terrifying as is the real-life examples they show on TV, which is his teacher and programmer. Is it better to have Tinkerbell and Fairy Godmother? Why? They teach something for nothing. So, is it terrible to allow the little ones to dress up in silly costumes and pretend? No, it is fun, if that is what is enjoyable, but it is dangerous and gives disinformation, which is accepted by the child as totally confusing. First, you tell your child to accept nothing from strangers, and then you teach him to dress up so nobody knows who you are, and go take under threat anything, especially candy, from strangers. You defeat your own lessons. But, you say, it is only once a year. No, it is almost every hour of every day. Think about it. What has Christmas become to your youngsters? I thought so. What do you want? I want. I don't like this one. Susie got one more package than I did. Give me another one. Does this mean that you should not celebrate the days of holiday and giving, receiving, and gathering? No, it means that you must be prepared to undo the damage such things do. It means parents must take responsibility for the games they play, for the child will only play the games the parents and society teaches him. How many of you dress your children up as angels and take them to the same houses you visited at Halloween, at Christmas, to give and treat? The reverse of trick. How about on Halloween? Speaking of Holocaust, of the survivors variety, look at this ad placed in the Jewish Press, August 19th, 1993.
Don't miss this when it comes out.
Does this represent trick or treat?
This is from the Jewish, a Jewish paper. It is advertising for Holocaust victims. If you haven't been paid regularly or in a lump sum, we'll get it for you.
I remind you, there are more Jews collecting this very kind of rip-off blackmail than there were Jews in Germany at the time of the so-called Holocaust. And the Germans, by law, cannot even voice an opinion.
No, wait. There's something else. You might perceive, oh, well, that must have been an ad someone sent in, you know, at the time after the war or something. Its date was October 20th, 1993.
Was there a Holocaust? Yes, this week in Southern California, intentionally set to bring the power of extension of emergency regulations. It is not proven. The media and government knew the fires were going to be set. Is this sort of like the new FBI findings about the intentional, known bombing of the Trade Center in New York?
Michael? Mike here?
Yeah.
Tell us what the latest news is, please, about the devices and these fires in Southern California.
So far, the fires were started all by incendiary devices, which is classified in military lingo or police lingo as being grenade devices. They called in special teams from the FBI bomb group and have uncovered quite a few of these, plus the arson groups that went in first in the Thousand Oaks have found... Incendiary devices there. They picked up a young man, a transient, who had a very odd Chinese name, Alphonse Wang, and are charging him with misdemeanor for starting a fire without a permit. But they were trying to really put all this Altadena fire on that one guy. But since that time, they had to reduce the case to a misdemeanor because they found evidence that there was also an incendiary device there. The Laguna fires, they're still investigating, and I think what happened in the Laguna fire is they, the teams got in there and got out fast enough to recover the devices before they've been found. So that's the situation there now.
Well, the Trade Center, I mean, listen to Janet Reno these days. The FBI knew all about the Trade Center long before it was bombed, and even had input as to the detonation devices, etc. It's called treason.
And that's the end of that article, Commander. Did you wish to go ahead?
I don't know what's next.
AIDS causes.
No, let's go on. It's fun. You're getting your confirmation right off of the CNN. Goodness sakes. We now know what causes AIDS, you know, today.
What of other cute little new discoveries? I offer this in case you think we are not making an impact on the powers that would be. AIDS causes. I remind you that we are the only ones who have told you the truth of it and how the AIDS virus is passed. Today, however, they claim they have found that the AIDS HIV virus is passed within a living cell, programmed to enter into the safety of other cells for protection, and sets up a barrier against treatment while mutating to change with every DNA change of the host. Keeping up your Giandriana and keep up your Giandriana and stop complaining about the to this and to that a taste of the Gaialite. It is necessary to allow passage of the new cells to move through the barriers. You have the gift of knowing and of life if you allow it to be accepted. You will note, however, that others who are jealous and greedy will cut off the hands of the very ones able to produce the gifts unto you. George Green, for instance, just 1 week ago yesterday, told a reader that this product those people out there have will kill some people. He says this Gina, who worked for him, took some and nearly died. He said that if she had taken one more dose, she would have died. The most interesting thing that George does not seem to realize is that he has the wrong product by the wrong person. The stuff that Gina took was directly from George Merkel and couldn't have hurt her if she had been on her very deathbed. The stuff they sent to George Merkel and to the laboratories, however, was neither Giandriana or Crystal Life. You must understand that what may be simply in the onset of a thrust might often rise up to consume you. George Green also told George Merkel and many others that we have experienced death from many overseas from this product. Interesting? Dr. Merkel is the one who sells overseas, not us. I repeat to you, beloved readers, who wish to share with us as things are offered for your choosing or denying, we are not in a mass marketing thrust. We are not in a medicine chest thrust. We are not trying to save anyone or anything. We offer that which may well help you feel better and enhance well-being, nothing more. If it happens to cross the barriers of the protective structures guarding an HIV virus, so be it. It only allows the body to structure itself properly, to create the capability. The bottle of stuff doesn't do anything. The contents, if utilized, can. There is a big, big difference. George Merkel has told it widely that he can program a cell, an ovum, etc., to clone.
as is being talked about today. So you see, it is not difficult, for you do have parts of a cellular blueprint carried in cells which are holographic, in that they all carry the blueprint. So you are safe from this place. Norma doesn't know how to do that, and I am not going to tell her. So if you hear such silly claims, I suggest you consider the source of such stories. The only reproducing we do is Giandriana cells, in perfection. So much for that. Let us look at the red Chinese satellite that was supposed to have splashed down in the ocean yesterday. Funny thing, as I told you it would be, the Chinese satellite is still orbiting quite nicely. So what did come crashing down? One or two of your missing rocket launch satellites. Sheila, there has been no truth in them from the beginning. More assaults against innocence. Get ready for an assault on Claire Prophet's group in Montana. The play is being staged right now as we speak. Anytime a possible assault is discussed in Soldier of Fortune magazine, the show is ready to hit the road. Their offense? They have a church, which the elite call a cult, and they took up, very legal, arms, and they have prepared for nuclear attack and survival. But you must understand, there can be no group, or you are immediately under attack. It is harder to attack and destroy that which is not. Perhaps one day all of you who would have a group here or there or elsewhere with our teachings of truth will understand why that will never be. Without a group, we cannot keep up with the lawsuits and confrontations, but they are pretty much focused only on my scribe. You must understand that now. Truth is classified as a cult platform. The next one is revival of civilization. Civilization can only revive when there shall come into it, being in a number of individuals, a new tone of mind independent of the one prevalent among the crowd and in opposition to it. A tone of mind which will gradually win influence over the collective one and in the end determine its character. It is only an ethical movement which can rescue us from the slough of barbarism, and the ethical comes into existence only in individuals. And that was from Albert Schweitzer. There is another thought I would like to share with you regarding what is happening to your nation and your world. You are moving directly into a dictator-operated socialistic, fascistic existence in enslavement. The subtle ways of bringing down emergency regulations are not even eloquent in expression. They are thrust at you now, right out in the open, under your noses, as to thumb said noses at you. So, what is so bad about socialism? Just about everything in its true practice. You have to remember, however, that nothing bears correct definitions anymore. Communism is fascist socialism, not communal anything, with one exception. The communal people provide all for all, while the elite controllers control. The elite leaders call for sacrifice and leadership. That means you sacrifice and we lead. You die and we take it all. R.J. Rushdoony, quote, "Socialism has a poor record when it comes to eliminating problems. Its answer adds up to eliminating people. In fact, one of socialism's major and chronic problems is simply people. Socialism, on one hand, destroys production, and on the other, breeds up the least desirable of elements. Its answer is to find the people at fault. Socialism always faces overpopulation. A free economy does not." Some more about Canada.
Well, I think you'll find it interesting.
All right. Canada.
Everybody wants to hear about Canada, especially our Canadians. You're going to have to understand that there's no difference anymore They've just divided Canada into three provinces. I don't care what they want to call it. And you're going to all also be divided up into your 10. And then those will be demolished, and you will become whatever the next step is, you see. And it's already in your new state's constitution. They just did their election. So I felt that it's time that you unseat your association and your real camaraderie with your neighbors. And all of you will remember Mr. Mulroney, who was a Prime Minister of Canada, who just recently stepped down. So this is about him and how well he integrates in the free trade agreements. Go on.
Canada and beyond. I wish that I could spend as much time on Canada as I do on the U.S., but alas, readers, there is so little difference that it would amaze you. The most important things on your globe face you these days, and you can't keep up with the players. You can't keep up with yourself, much less your myriad fragments of your one enemy. All your grain has been filched away. You see, you are as a nation in foreclosure, and the collateral is being claimed, among which is all of your natural resources, such as food. So, you who have wondered about where Canada and her leaders have fit into this new world order, i.e. Mr. Mulroney et al., here is a good one for you to consider. The article comes from the Canadian Gazette and is new, October the 20th, 1993. Mulroney nominated for ADM directorship. Brian Mulroney is about to accept his first corporate directorship on the board of U.S. food processing conglomerate Archer Daniels Midland Company since stepping down as Prime Minister. ADM spokesman Howard Buffett confirmed yesterday in a telephone interview from company headquarters in Decatur, Illinois, that Mulroney should become a director of the food processing giant, and that had sales last... Try again. Should become a director of the food processing giant that had sales last year of $9.2 billion and 13,500 employees, including several investments in Canada. Francine Collin, Mulroney's secretary at the Montreal law firm of Ogilvy Renault, confirmed that the appointment was in process but would not comment further. A company document mailed to shareholders says that directorships at ADM pay at least $37,500 a year, not counting any participation in special committees. Encouraged by the Canada-U.S. Free Trade Agreement since 1989, ADM has acquired several major Canadian food processors. Last year, it bought John Labatt's Limited Ogilvy flour milling, I think, business, Canada's largest miller with annual sales of 275 million and 925 employees. ADM earlier acquired the flour milling business of George Weston Limited, United Oilseeds Products, Inc., in Lloyd Minster, Alberta, a canola crushing plant, 11 Canadian feed mills, and a chicken hatchery as part of its takeover in International Motor Foods of Minneapolis. Here's a comment from Hatton. Oh, you know, this company which dealed and wheeled and gave all your grain to Gorbachev in his famous visit, Archer Daniels Midland, is one of the biggest operations in the Committee of 300. Get your food, tie up the energy, get the gold, and you have the world. Here's reconstruction applications. I have then brought a document which speaks of the history of the reconstruction applications. Did you wish to do this?
I think maybe we won't take the time for it.
It's a long one.
But it's... When you get the paper, I only got partially through it. It, again, is kind of an anonymous document. Sets the tone of authority and tells you about what you need to do to get all these trillions of dollars back from your government. You know, pay your $300 per claim. We will file the claim, and they owe you absolutely umpteen billion dollars. And each man, woman, and child is going to get multiple millions of dollars. You have been bankrupt since 1933, and they tell you in the paper. Now, this document is part of a package, of course, so that it's separated from the one that says send your $300 to given parties. Is it correct? Well, actually, the document is not correct. And you will, if you read your lessons as we offer them, you will know where it is incorrect. For instance, they come along here and they talk about the new state's constitution. Now, we should be really up on that by the time you get it, because that's going to come right along with it in the paper. You will notice from your new state's constitution, under which you now function for the largest majority of relative functioning under the UN as far as enforcement, but the federal government already treats you like 10 states or districts, federal areas. So they have eased this in on you. Continually the balloons are going up to see whether you'll puncture them or not. Most of the time you get out there and wave them around. Come on, let's have another one. Hey, sounds good to us. Well, what did you expect them to do? Come in there and say, these balloons are going to put radioactivity all over you. Here, have them. But that's the way it is. And then ones will come along with these kinds of offerings, saying we must band together and we must send in and we must take this to court as a big civil action, class lawsuit. There are places for class action lawsuits, and maybe even this is one of them if you don't expect to get anything. If what you are trying to do is bring a focus on something that is wrong, that is one thing. But if you are going into this class action thinking you are going to personally get $32 million or $1.5 billion individually from the trillions calculated they now owe you with interest, how much do you think you are actually going to get? You are going to get on a list that will get you killed. When the system controls it, they control it. And besides, they make it sound like the one little farmer who did win a case got a whole bunch. What do you want to bet? They act like the lawyers got really sanctioned against and their license suspended for the way they treated the court or whatever in the suit they were supposed to have done. Well, I would guess that the lawyers on the other side might have gotten something for their services, because that's the way that it's supposed to be. Not even that it's wrong. A lawyer must live also. It is the abuse of any system that is wrong. So let's not lose sight of what it is we're talking about. And so ones get really into writing. And we're going to tell you this story now of how you got into this mess. And in 1933, this happened. And in 1916, this happened. And in 1919. And in 1816. Yes, these things happened. But then comes the little clues. They made Franklin Roosevelt sign this thing. Whatever. Doesn't even matter. You've already done it. You've already made the misstatement. Nobody made, forced, coerced Franklin Roosevelt into doing anything. Franklin Roosevelt. Every president, 12 of your presidents, are directly related to Franklin Roosevelt. And until you learn your history, ones like this jerk, and I would not dare shout his name, will lead you down the primrose path. Thank you. I'm trying to protect my people, and plagiarism must not be a part of it, nor name calling or anything. We have to speak in code. Now, this intelligent historian tells you all about the new state's constitution. And in this new constitution, you will have the ones in power at the onset of this constitution for 25 years. BS. Even the ones who wrote the new state's constitution weren't that stupid. The new state's constitution sets the limit on the president of a 9-year term. Well, that could be pretty good. Now, there are other ways he can stay in, so don't. Maybe you're going to end up with 25 years of that person, let us say, little Billy. Yeah. On the other hand, that is not what it says. So let's be honest about what it says. This is only to prepare you for 25 years. This Constitution is only written to be utilized for 25 years. And then guess where you go? Into the monarchy dictatorship of the New World Order. With its charter and constitution. This one works right in with the forced charter of the United Nations and the One World Government. Everything in it is so nebulous you cannot pin it down. And in every instance, the hierarchy or the police department or the president himself will be able to decide what is bad, what you did, whether or not it was okay or not. It's dangerous, and it's already functional. Look carefully at what I'm going to tell you now. I've spoken of it before. Here is one of your main clues. In the new states, you will have two vice presidents. Sounds like maybe even a good idea. But you already have a president's wife who is more notorious and public and in more powerful charge of things than the one you elected, don't you? So you know you're there. But unless you are informed, you don't know when you are being fed a bunch of hogswill that is going to get you killed and line these ones' pockets. Believe me here, if this were going to be a valid thing, and believe me, what they are saying about the rights under the constitutional law as it is. It's true, the government owes you this. But if you've been bankrupt since 1933, and it has been brought back in 34, 35, 36, 38, last year, in Congress, saying you are bankrupt, where are you going to get the umpteen trillions of dollars to pay all you nice people? Don't these idiots know what bankruptcy means? You are in foreclosure. They are taking their collateral. They took your grain. They are taking your natural resources. They've taken it. These were the things that you put up. You're not talking about this little third world nation over here of Somalia or Saudi Arabia. We're talking about the United States of America. You let those bastards hawk your very souls. And that's where you are. They are collecting. The banks are collecting. Do you think they're going to quit loaning you worthless paper? Of course not. They're going to just print you some more, man. Until they're ready to absolutely destroy you. Hook you and then just destroy you. There is no way that the United States of America or any other nation now in the world to make it as is. And if you think you're going to bring a class action lawsuit for the purpose of getting each of you back, let us say even $50, that's worthy. Maybe your government could even borrow that much. But do you think you're going to get it? They are in the process of closing down, and they control those courts that control who wins a case. And if you win it, what have you got? So what? It will be just like Eustace Mullins. He fought the government, and he won. He got a judgment. So what? They'll laugh at you and then take your name off that list. Because you not only intended to do something, you went after them. I ask you to be cautious. Look carefully at why you do something. Do it because it's worthy. I have good example. And I do not use this example to throw stones or accept stones. I use it as an example. Ones would not sign the petition for John Schreffer. Why? Because we as a unit decided we would not do that because they are involved. What the hell are you talking about? You are talking about a man's life. It has nothing to do with them or us or you or they. What would you do for your brother? Will you not reach out and accept some responsibility for this brother in trouble? Politically correct or incorrect, you've got to face your souls.